The Masters Golf Tournament got underway yesterday in Augusta, Georgia. It's been called a tradition unlike any other. We asked reporter Steve Futterman to tell us why.
The first thing you notice when you enter the Augusta National Golf Club is its undeniable beauty, perhaps the most beautiful course in the world. Yesterday, Sally Tanner was taking it all in.
I mean, the oaks and the magnolias and the azaleas, and when everything's at peak, it's just breathtaking.
There are so many things that make the Masters different. It starts with the traditional ceremonial first tee shot featuring past greats.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jack Nicklaus.
Yesterday, Jack Nicklaus was one of those taking part. At Augusta, they do things their way. Phones and cameras are not allowed. If you are caught with one, you can get kicked out. They also don't like people reselling their tickets. If you do that, you could be banned for life. And make sure you walk rather than run. The latter could get you removed as well. First-timers are often surprised how inexpensive the food can be. Joshua Jones was there for the first time yesterday. He got the popular pimento cheese sandwich. For the pimento sandwich, what is it, $1.50?
Is it $1.50, and the egg sandwich was brilliant.
You'll never find that price anywhere else.
No, sir, and that's what I was expecting, that's what I heard.
Before the first round comes the champion's dinner, the menu chosen by the reigning champ. And after the final round comes the Masters' greatest tradition, the presentation of the green jacket to the winner. Last year, the previous champ, Scottie Scheffler, gave it to Rory McIlroy.
And Scotty, I would be grateful if you would please do the honor of placing the green jacket on Rory.
The Masters also has its own terminology. People who attend are not fans, but patrons. Tony Austin says he just likes the decorum here.
Nobody breaks in line. Everybody does exactly what they're supposed to and are asked to do.
Not every tradition has been good. For decades, black people and women were not allowed to join Augusta National. Those rules no longer exist. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Augusta, Georgia.
That's a great cut.